The sixth Saliya of Parshas Bo begins by telling us about Makas Bechoros with the words Vayihi Bechatzi Halayla. And here, Lubavitch Rebbe in one of his sichos commented that this makkah is unusual, both in the sense of having been given a very specific time, and also with the active efforts that are needed to distinguish the Jews from the Mitzrayim, which weren't necessary for earlier makos. And he suggests that's because this makkah specifically was not necessarily to create a message or to change minds, but rather to serve as an onesh, as a punishment. And from that perspective, the Jews were also deserving of punishment because they were also involved in idolatry at that time. But they are given a special opportunity to redeem themselves through their efforts to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, everything that is involved here represents that idea. The Bris Milah reflects the supernatural connection to Hashem that starts from the earliest days, and the Jews take on that mitzvah, and the Korban Pesach, which shows Mesiras Nefesh under the circumstances of danger for the Mitzrayim who would be opposed to the slaughtering of their deity, that Mesiras Nefesh was also a source of divine rachamim. And the time after Chatzos is specifically a time which is connected with Rachmanas. That's why the practice is for us to recite Slichos specifically after Chatzos. And therefore, the Makkah took place at that time because it was specifically at that moment that there was also the possibility of the Jews having an opportunity to earn Rachmanas. So following this Makkah, the Jews actually are sent away, and Pasuk Lamed Daled tells us, Vayisa am es pitzeko terem yachmatz, misharosam tsururos besimlosam al shechmam. So they took their dough before it had a chance to leaven, and their bowls were wrapped up in their cloaks on their shoulders. And the idea that they were carrying these things on their shoulders, the matzah on their shoulders, the Mechilta comments that this is surprising. Presumably they had donkeys to carry these items. And the message must be that this is because of the chavivas ha-mitzvah. This is because of the love that they have for the mitzvah. And the Torah Tamima comments that this is a source for the idea of making matzahs yourself, for that extra involvement of mitzvah bo, yoshim b'shlucho, that displays the love for the mitzvah, a concept that is particularly relevant to matzos. But perhaps we see here also that it's actually a notion that extends beyond matzos, and the original language of the Mechilta that Rashi was drawing from is Hayu Mechavin es HaMitzvos, that they appreciate mitzvos in general. And that seems to be a theme here, that a part of the message of this transformative moment is not only the specific mitzvah of matzah, but an enthusiasm for the totality of mitzvos. And we find that integrated into the mitzvah of eating matzah. So, for example, when the Rambam in Perek Vav Halach Yud Beis of Chos Chametz Matzah talks about the various practices regarding Erev Pesach that are done in order to presumably preserve the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah in its most perfect way, the Rambam actually has three different levels. One is the notion of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, which he understands to serve as a heker, as a way of distinguishing the mitzvah of matzah from voluntary eating of matzah. The second is not eating too much in general, in order to preserve the appetite, similar to the idea that Rashi and the Rashbam understand that this is a type of hiddur mitzvah, to be able to eat the matzah with greater teyavon, with greater appetite. And he adds also that the early chachamim would eat nothing at all on Erev Pesach for the purpose of chavivus. But the interesting question is, what exactly is the chavivus he's referring to? So in some texts, the language is v'yu matzos chavivin olav, that they would do this so that the matzos would be more chaviv, apparently conveying a desire to have a more enthusiastic approach towards that mitzvah specifically. But in some of the texts, such as the Shavsi Frankel edition, the language is you mitzvos chavivin, that the mitzvos overall should be dear. And that seems to reflect the idea that, once again, it's not only about matzah, but it's about the totality of mitzvos that are being highlighted here. And the Ramah brings that the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach applies to children when they reach the age that they're able to understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that itself is interesting why that should be the standard. And apparently this also reflects the idea that the eating of the matzah and the enthusiasm that one brings to that is specifically a part of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and displaying this whole process of transitioning from the slaves in Mitzrayim to those who enthusiastically endorse the totality of all mitzvos. And this is also evident from a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, where he discusses in his Tshuvas on Aruch Chaim in Siman Taf Mem Ches the idea that there is a advantage in having more matzah than one is actually required to have, an idea that a number of Achronim have based on what the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Adaf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis tells us about Rava, that Rava would drink wine in order to stimulate his appetite, and that seems to indicate that there's some value to pushing oneself to eat more matzah than one is absolutely required to do. So a number of Achronim come to that conclusion, but what's particularly interesting about the Avnei Nezer tshuva is that he puts this in the framework of not just matzah specifically, but all mitzvos, and that he understands this to be the opposite of the concept of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that normally we don't want to bundle mitzvos so as not to create the appearance that they are burdensome. Here, the opposite is to go beyond the basic obligation to show an enthusiasm for mitzvos, and it makes it clear from his presentation that this is true not only about matzah, but about other mitzvos overall, that this is a notion relating to the totality of mitzvos. So apparently the two points converge here. On Erev Pesach, we're trying to display a comprehensive excitement for all mitzvos, which at the same time is part of a specific goal that's intertwined with the commemoration of the Exodus through the mitzvah of matzah specifically. Pasuk Mem tells us Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arba mil shana, that the length of time the Jews were in Mitzrayim was 430 years. In the Septuagint, the Gemara Maseches Megillah on Daf Tes tells us that when the Torah was translated into Greek, there were certain psukim that were changed so that they shouldn't create problems by the interpretation, and this was one of them, because it wasn't specifically 430 years in Mitzrayim, because that time was shortened, so they added the words Vishar Aratzos in order not to allow this to be a source of attack on the Torah's accuracy. In Pasuk Mem Beis, so we read about Leil Shimurim, this notion that we associate with Pesach night, that it has a special status. What exactly Leil Shimurim means is actually the subject of a machlokas in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. One opinion is that it was the day that was preserved from before, but the other opinion, the more well-known opinion, is it is a time when the Jews are protected, and this is expressed through certain practices, the Seder night, in which we show that we feel more confident of being protected to evoke the spirit of Leil Shimurim of that night. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes in his comments that it's a strange grammar, shimurim, how exactly to translate that, and he understands it to be both PL and plural, and that the message is that the protection is both intense and also abundant. The Aliyah continues with the halachos of Korban Pesach and telling us that only those who have a bris milah can eat from it, and the pasuk identifies specifically v'chol eved ish miknas kasef. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch comments here that it seems surprising that we're talking about avadim here. Here the Jews are being freed from slavery, and there is a reference to them having slaves in the future. And he takes this opportunity to discuss the attitude towards slavery in general. And even though we know the Torah recognizes the concept of slavery, but as he explains, that Jews don't actually transform anyone into a slave, that the concept of avadim exists independently, and Jews potentially can acquire them, but when they do so, it is so that they can impose more morality and kindness on the situation, and that's a topic that he discusses specifically in the context of this pasuk. In Pasuk Memvav, we find a halacha that has become symbolic of all mitzvos in general due to a comment to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Torah tells us that regarding the Korban Pesach, ve'etzem lo sish berubo, that it has to be eaten in a way that is so careful that no bones are broken. And this is in order to make sure that there is a specific way of eating it, like a melech would eat, who doesn't rush and eat in a very aggressive way where bones may be broken. But in order to make sure that one is going to eat in a careful, deliberate way that is more reflective of what a melech would do. So this iser is designed to make sure that that will be the case. If one has to be careful not to break the bones, so then that will ensure that they will eat it in such a way. And the Sefer HaChinuch, commenting on this, notes that this is really reflective of the impact that mitzvos have on our mentality. And he writes that this is our attitude in general towards mitzvos maisios, to the notion that we have practical mitzvos to do. And he has there that phrase, "Acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachem halavavos," that our hearts are drawn after our actions, and the way we act has an impact on the way we think. And this is one of the major themes of why we have the obligation to perform practical mitzvos. And as we saw previously, this is a part of the response to the question of the Rasha that we saw in the previous Aliyah, that when he asks, why are we doing all this? So we explain to him that the notion of practical mitzvos is what has kept us going throughout all the generations. It is a tool of continuity, but it was also a tool of creating a mindset and impacting on our personalities.